We'll start off with Munster this weekend at home to the Ospreys. They beat a depleted Ospreys side 33-0, I think, down in Cork at the start of the season. They had a different experience over in Wales. I think they got a try just before half time to send them in, only 8 points behind at the break, and then kicked on to eventually win the game with a late try from James Cronin, I think. So, you can't really take much from the first game. The second game was a tight affair. Munster, I think, on the curve they've been this season, if they play to their capabilities, they should be capable of beating Ospreys and getting to a final.
I think so. I think home advantage is a massive thing as well. I suppose the Ospreys this year they started actually their season quite well, and in around Christmas were going very well. We actually had them in the Amlin, and they gave us two spankings, and they were a very much complete looking team. Unfortunately for them, since after Christmas, really since after the Six Nations, they've dipped. They've won only one out of the last six games, which is at home to Ulster, coming into this game. But in saying that, they have quality across the park. They've four lines, you know, that are going to tour this summer. There's two of the halfbacks, and you've Alwyn Jones and Tuprik as well, you know. And Tuprik is the type of player that he can have a huge influence in a game, you know, because he's so good on the deck. But in saying that, Munster's breakdown play has been at a really, really high standard and high level this year, you know. So I'm sure, look, they'll be very aware of his threat in around that area. But yeah, I just think from Munster's perspective, you look at it, good few of the boys going on the Irish tour, so some lads losing out, like Darren Sweetnam and stuff, you know, so they probably feel like they've points to prove. And then obviously you've the likes of Conor Murray coming back into the team. Tyler looks like he's going to be fit as well. And there was no obviously game the weekend as well, so I'm sure they're hungry to get back into it. And look, it's a semi final. I know it's there is the disappointment after the Saracens match, obviously. Where they felt they came up short, I suppose. But you know, that's part of learning with this new, I suppose, team, new coaching staff, new everything. You know, so they will look at that, and they were beaten by, you know, let's be honest, they were beaten by the best team in Europe, probably the best team in Europe for a while. So, you know, they'll have learned a lot from that. And this is another opportunity. It's another semi-final. Fortunately, it's at home in Limerick. I'm sure it'll be a packed house. You know, Ospreys, as I said, they've won one game in six. They'll be coming here. They have quality. There's no doubt. You know, you look at even their front row, guy like Scott Baldwin, and you know, real dynamic hooker. They've a very, very good balance to their back row, and obviously they've world class halfbacks and a very good and dangerous back line. But I still do think Munster will edge this one.
Just wanted to touch on something there. I know you were a back and a scrum half, but the Munster's work on the breakdown. As a coach, is breakdown work as much about attitude and application, organisation, or a combination of everything? When you let's say, get a new set of players or new players, or you're new to an organisation, you want to improve the breakdown, what's the first thing you look for? What's the first thing you try to address?
I suppose there's a couple of components to it. There's, you know, the ball carrier or something. I know Joe Schmidt would be really hot on the ball carrier, and he'd been active on the ground, so you don't allow the ball to be such an easy target, so you're quite active on the ground after the tackle. And after that, it's you know, and that's an attitude. Of course it's an attitude, it's a collision, it's everything. But I think also what it is it's a decision making, it's a good decision making as well, you know, low body positions, getting in and just winning that space. So, you know, there's a few different components. But, you know, you can obviously, you'll touch on it during the week. You won't probably go full out for too long doing it. But a lot of it you can learn from during the games, from video work, when you look back on it, you know, when you do your own individual video or with a coach or whatever. And, you know, he might talk about, you know, you need to be more active as a ball carrier there, or the second man in, you need to get in there quicker, or your body height was too high, or, you know, or it's a decision as well. It's just a split decision, but it's all around the ball, and it's all really, really the most important guy is that ball carrier, that he becomes quite active with the ball on the deck, moving that, as we'd say, that target around the place a bit, you know. So there is, it looks like sometimes it just looks like bodies are going in, but there is there is very much a skill to it, you know.
There's a lot of intricacies and small things that mightn't be evident to
appear
the
as
eyes.
So yes. So evident, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, even yeah. I suppose one of the key things as well is for ball carriers, number one, to go low, number two, to carry the ball in the hand that they're not fending with, so that it's furthest away from the tackler. And,
yeah.
and finally, just not to get isolated, and that's something Munster have done in their pod play, and they've played extremely well carrying in pods this season.
Exactly, and those cleaners are massively important that they arrive before, obviously, the likes of Tuprik gets on the ball, you know, because obviously the ball carrier has no effect with him. The ball carrier is an effect from the tackler to get past the game line, work on the ground, and it's the next either whatever system teams use. Some teams use one going through. Some teams use two rails, so it's two players that arrive at the same time, so you have a bigger clean out. And it's, you know what, teams talk about putting an attack system together. Your breakdown for that has to be so clinical as well, you know, because it's all about getting quick ball. And quick ball comes from, you know, good breakdown play, including, as I said, the ball carrier and the cleaners that are within it.
Where, obviously, we've identified the breakdown. Set piece has also been fairly solid for Munster this year. Scrum has improved. Where do you think they will look to attack Ospreys at the weekend?
I think, yeah, when you look at their set piece, their fundamentals. I think Razzie came in this year, you know, his first year, and realised, right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look after our fundamentals being our defence, which was has been highly impressive. Their line speed, their collisions is massive. We saw that in so many games this year where they just snuffed teams out. And I think their other thing was their set piece, which had been quite good for the last couple of years, but has really, you know, pushed on to a new level. That being their scrum, and especially their scrum has been outstanding this year. You know, you look at some of them, and it's the players that are coming off the bench as well, and you know they're able to rotate sort of, you know, four or five good props, two, three good hookers there, and obviously the second row is in behind. But their maul for me has been a real weapon for them. You know. They've scored a lot through it. They've won a lot of penalties to gain field position off it. They just have that good body position and that good wedge. And it's a real strong point for them. But I think, yeah, I think they look to target Ospreys, I think, in the air again. I think Munster's aerial play this year has been top class. It's been outstanding. Obviously, it's made a bit easier when you've probably the best nine in the world to kick a ball. With Conor Murray, just his accuracy on it. But every winger, you know, and again, if it's Andrew Conway playing Simon Zeebo, Keith Earls, Darren Sweeten and Ronan O'Mahony, every one of them, and I know they put a lot of focus, speaking to Felix Jones, he said to me that they put a lot of focus on that, you know. So they retain the ball. When they kick to retain off the contestables, off Conor. I think they will look to target Ospreys probably in the aerial battle, get field position and... You know, I suppose old school, bring their forwards around the corner, get their crowd behind it, and just be really efficient and accurate at everything they do. And as we touched upon there, their breakdown play has been something that's really stood to them this year, and that creates that quick ball to get around the corner. You know, so maybe, you know, I know from the last day out against Saracens, there's been enough talk about, you know, they need to evolve their tack maybe a small bit, but that takes time as well. You know, and I'm sure they'll have a few patterns and trick plays up their sleeve for certain plays off scrums and lineouts, but I think you're going to see exactly what they've brought all year, and it's just very direct play, real efficient. And as I said, I think they will go after the Ospreys with the aerial battle, and I think with Conor Murray coming back as well, that will help them. Sorry,
Erasmus has kind of decided with this team that look, if we need to go forward, we need to take a step back, go back to basics. Get the fundamentals of the game to a level where we don't make mistakes and where we win possession and we're efficient, and then build from here. The fact that he's gotten them to top of the table at the end of the regular season, a home semi-final, fingers crossed, he get them to a Pro 12 final in 1 year, massive progress made, well ahead of the curve of where any Munster fan would have expected them to be 12 months ago. And, you know... Yeah. With the bodies coming in for next year, hugely positive season.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know did they need to take a step backwards. I think the fundamentals were always quite strong there. I suppose, look, he probably fine-tuned a few things and really focused on on the basics, and that's something that's really showed this year. He's a smart, intelligent coach. He knows if he tried to come in and change too much in his first year, it mightn't have worked. He has done, and the squad and the coaches alike have done a super job. As you said, he got to a semi-final Heineken or Champions Cup. Potentially could win a Guinness Rabo, or get to a final. So I think, he's going to add a few bits and pieces, and the staff will add more to their attack, I'd say, next year. But you look at the individuals that will come in as well. You have a guy like JJ Hanrahan, who's an outstanding passer at 10 or 12. And I think Rory Scanlon, who's had a brilliant year. He's been very, very physical in his carries and stuff, but Rory was originally a 10. He's got a very good passing game as well. So you can put a lot through him as well. And obviously then you've the likes of Chris Farrell coming in. And when you just think of the likes of, Simon Outside, Simon Zeebo, Keith Earls, as I spoke about, Ronan O'Malley, Darren Sweeten, all these guys, Andrew Conway, they'll probably be brought into the game a lot more off strike plays and stuff like that. But that all takes, it does take a bit of time. And I think what he did was absolutely spot on. It was get his fundamentals. So now they'll push forward with a very strong set piece, very strong defence. And now I suppose the hardest thing to do that everyone wants to do is have a good attack, and that's the way he's constructing it and building it. And I think when you add in those especially the likes of JJ and Chris Farrell, Chris Farrell is a player that played over here with myself for the last 3 years, and I've spoken about him. People look at him and they look at his physique and stuff, and he's 6'5" and 110 kgs, but it's actually his skill set that sets him apart. He's brilliant footwork, he's a great offloader, but he's an incredible passer as well. So I think the dynamics will change a small bit again if Dowd is kept on. Whoever's going to be kept on there at 13, JJ coming in, Tyler, Ian Keatley, you've a lovely mix of passers, but also players that can get you good gain line when you want to use your forwards as well. So he's, as I said, he's constructed it well, and he's brought in a few ball players next year, which will definitely add to their attacking capabilities, I think.
One thing they did this year was they really coped well with the international breaks. It didn't seem to knock the wind out of their sails. Going forward, this squad that has been built and that will be added to this season, it really looks like a team that's prepared itself to kick on to challenge, not just this year, but next year and the year after, and building towards, I suppose, ultimately looking at being at the top end of the European game.
Absolutely, that the squad has been strong this year, and I suppose the knock-on effect for that, you probably lose a few more to the Irish team next year. So the lads that are coming in will, so it's a knock-on effect in a great way. I remember when we were playing under Declan Kidney, he was always there that we're there to produce good Irish teams, the provinces. So that's always still there. And I just think I was at home for a couple of the games as well, and just the hunger and the buzz that's around the place again, and the whole city's alive and the Munster games are on, so that just creates it. That starts creating even within schools and clubs and stuff as well. So straight away the level just gets pushed up, and everyone wants to get into academy starting off and play with Munster, because I suppose it's back to, or it's getting back to where it was maybe, 10 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago. So as you spoke about, you've the quality coming out of the academy these days. There's, you look at the AIL this year, the standard of it has been really, really strong. Some of those boys are in the academy, some of them aren't even in the academy. So I think rugby in Ireland is back on an upward curve, and I think especially obviously Munster, Leinster, and that competitiveness just pushes standards, and you get better players out of it, and that's what's happening in quite a short window of time there. But again, as I said, it hasn't been just all this year. There has been good work done up to it, but I think Rezzy's come in, he's fine-tuned certain areas and certain I suppose aspects of what needed to be improved.